Okay. Shir number five. Now we're into Kiddush. Okay. So, in the sources that I gave you, we started building up the fundamentals of Kiddush in Sarah Dibur and Shemot. It says, Achor Yom HaShabbat HaKadshel. Okay, and the interesting thing is the Gemara in Pesachim, Kufavim and Aleph, says there are two things that you learn from Zachor Yom HaShabbat HaKadshel. Zachor, Zachrei Walayayim Bechmisaso. You have to mention something, you have to proclaim it with words, you have to pronunciate and renounce Shabbos. And Eli Yom Belayla, that's only Belayla. B'yom and Ayin, how do we know B'yom? Kamalom is Zachor Yom HaShabbat, which is kind of an interesting limo because the Yom HaShabbat is talking about the Shabbos itself, and Zachrei was pronouncing it Bechmisaso, and yet you're using the Yom for the Yom itself, which itself makes sense because that's why there's a difference between Shabbos Day Kiddush versus Friday Night Kiddush, which we'll get to Kiddush Rabbah next week, of why Shabbos Day. And you can understand even from the limit of the Pasuk, Yom HaShabbat is talking about the context of the day itself, and it's really pronouncing it and declaring it as it comes in. And the Rambam off this Gemara, Rambam Chav Tes Shabbos, says, Mrs. Sassamin Ator, the Kaddish is Yom HaShabbos for Dvarim, Shinem Zachor Yom HaShabbat, like a show, Klomar Zachor Yom HaShabbat, Shabbos for Kiddush, etc. So the Rambam says, we look at this Pasuk, the Pasuk is the Limud in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Zachor Yom HaShabbat, like a show, was pronouncing it, proclaiming it with one's words. And therefore, it's a mitzvah sasim in the Torah. That's what Zachor Yom HaShabbat HaKadosh is. That's the pronunciation and declaration of Shabbos as it enters. The question is, where does wine come from? And I gave you this Gemara Nazir, and it's a fascinating Gemara. It says, Me'ami Shecha Yazir. We know that a Nazir can't have any wine. If he has not wine, then he breaks his Nazir, so he has a in Korban, etc. So, La'esra Yayim Rishus Kit Ayim Mitzvah. The Gemara says that a Nazir is prohibited both for Yayim Rishus, which is, understand, optional wine, that's what everyone in yeshiva does every night, or yayin mitzvah, or the yayin that you have for mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Mayhi, what's the yayin mitzvah? How do you define that? So the Gemara says, Kiddushas of Abdullasa, we're talking about Kiddush and Havdalah, and the Gemara ends with, Hari Mushba Ve'omid Alam Har Sinai, meaning what? This is from Har Sinai, there is this concept of wine. What? Zachor Yom HaShabbat LaKadosho, meaning that this is a mitzvah from Aseret HaDibro. Moshe came down with Aseret HaDibro, Zachor Yom HaShabbat LaKadosho, and wine is somehow connected to this, Zachor Alayayin, I guess, as the Gemara says, and that's why it's considered a mitzvah, and from there we learn that that wine is completely an integral component into this Kiddush thing. However, if you look at the Tosfos,
what's the Tosfos?
That big one.
Yeah, the start.
Exactly. Starts with, thank you. Okay, so Tosfos has something. Talk about Simser. So Tosfos has a fascinating limud, and he completely changes the entire lashon of the Gemara. What does Tosfos say? He says Bitmiya. The whole line of Hari Mushba Ve'omid Alam Har Sinai is not a declarative statement of saying that Yayin is an integral part of Kiddush. It's a question. Hari Mushba Ve'omid Alam Har Sinai. What are you talking about? Well, Yayin is connected to Zachor Yom HaShabbat HaKadosho from Sinai. What are you talking about? It's nothing to do with it. There's Zachor Yom HaShabbat HaKadosho with words. There has not. You don't need to have Yayin at all. And the question of the Gemara is asking, why are you defining Yayin Mitzvah as Kiddush? Kiddush doesn't need wine. Kiddush is not Mushba Mahar Sinai? Kiddush is really Bedvarim. There, and then we ask, why do you need Kiddush? Why do we have Yayin if, according to Tosfos, right, it's not an integral component of Kiddush? So you have the Sefer HaChinuch, which I gave the Balkanis Chayv Ulasas HaMaaseh Im HaYayin Lefisha Teva Adam Mis Orebo Harbei Shu Soed Umisameach Uklar Marti Lachakifili Hit Oreruta Adam Maseid Pe'el El Hadvarim La'olam. Basically, wine brings out merriment, and wine brings out enjoyment, and wine brings out sorrows, and if you're going to do a declarative statement... Right? Then you should... Then you should have his sorrows and a declarative... statement with it. The Rambam likes Tosos, not like shot of the Gemara and Rashi. The Rambam says, Medivrei so from the Kadesh alayayin ula havdil alayayin. Very cool. So it's fascinating. You just can have a Tosos. Without the Tosos, it could have been that we would have had this highway You know, you had this pasuk, you had the Gemara, and you had another Gemara of Nazir, and everyone would have thought that Kiddush al Hayayim was the Araisa. All of a sudden, Tosos has this fascinating thing. It's a question. It's a question of the Gemara. There's a nuance of a question mark. It's fascinating. Just a question mark at the end of the statement instead of an exclamation mark, and all of a sudden take you on a completely detour and says, no, the Gemara is asking a question, not declaring a statement. And therefore the Rambam goes along with it. Tosfos says, nah, you don't need Kiddush Aliyah. Kiddush Aliyah is a Saurus, it's only the Rabbanan to somehow buttress and give muscle in his Saurus and some kind of significance to the Yayin. But that's it, but it's fascinating. Okay? Just for you to sense, just for you to be cognizant of something before we continue, if you look at Kiddush itself, Friday night, when you're a Baal HaBas, hopefully, and your wife is looking at you so lovingly at the table, and your kids are killing each other, if you have some kavana, and you're saying Kiddush, you should have a bunch of kavanas with Kiddush. The interesting thing is Zecher is mentioned three times, but Mekadesh, or cognitive, you know, cognates forms of Kadesh, is mentioned seven times. Kabbalistically, it's very cool. There's seven references of the Kadesh, or the Kiddush, in the Kiddush, which is elevating it every single day, getting to the Mekadesh of the Shabbat, which is very beautiful. The other beautiful thing is that we weave the two Aseret HaDibrot within the Kiddush. There's Aseret HaDibrot in Shemot and Yitro. It's all Kisheshes Yamim Asa Hashem at the Shemayim of the Aretz. It's all about the 7 days of creation. But the Aseret HaDibrot of Eschanan all focuses on Yitzhak and Mitzrayim. Okay, so we have two, Zechor Yom HaShabbat and Shemor Yom HaShabbat Lekadesho. Both have different emphasis. One has emphasis of Shabbos, one has emphasis of Yitzhak and Mitzrayim for a purpose of. And look, in our Kiddush, when the real Kiddush is Baruch HaTash and Mekim HaCholam Brei Priyagafet, not really by Yehulu, right? And it says, "V'shabak v'shabak v'ratzam nechilano zikaro namaseh preshit yom tchilan megrei kodesh zeichel itzam mitzrayim." So when you're saying Kiddush, not only are you being mekadesh, 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 you're saying kadesh seven times, pronunciation of sanctifying Shabbos, but you're also interweaving the two different Aseret HaDibrot at the same time. There is a minhag, and you should know as Baal HaBatim, that at one point of any one of those Kadesh, you should look at your wife's Shabbos candles. It's a beautiful minhag that I want to draw, because you're... And one of the things, you glance, and so you're, mamash, you're connecting connecting the Baal's Kiddush, or Mekadesh et HaShabbat, with a woman's Kiddush HaShabbat, right? And it's a very, I don't think my even wife even knows I do it, but I've done it always. I've always one of your Mekadesh. I don't think so. Right? At one of the Mekadeshes, you try to somehow interweave that other facet of Kiddush HaShabbos into your Kiddush.
You look at your wife,
you look at the candles. Let's go on. Why do we have Vayechulu? What's the point of having Vayechulu? When we come home, we stand up, Vayechulu Shemar Hotzlam, why do we have that?
That's the
Kiddush. Right? Why is it even part of the Kiddush? We should start off with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim HaKholam Brei Pri Gafen. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim HaKholam Asher Kishar Mistar Vetzavanam Shabbat HaShabbat Vavetzav Nechilanu. What's the point of Vayechulu? So look at this. So there's a Gemara in Shabbos I gave you, Kuf Yud Tet. Right? Afilu Yochid, come here, look at this. You don't have it. Look at me. Afilu Yochid Mispala by Rishabas Arachlamar by Yechul. You don't have it. Damar of Amnuna, call Mispala by Rishabas, Rabbi Yechul, Mala, Chasu, Kidan, Hasa, Shitta, the Kodesh, Baruch, Masa, Veracious. Right? A person says, by Yechulu, on Friday night, you don't have it. It's in here, it's Kofi Tet Shabbos. I'm a bet. Right? As if he becomes a partner with Hashem. Amar, yeah, okay, Amar, Yelez, Menai, Shadibik, Vaisa, Shemit, Varsham, Nasham, and Nasu. Amar, Chiz, Amar, Ukva, call Mispala by Rishabas, Rabbi Yechulu. Shnei Melachi Asharis, Hamalav and the Law, the Menichi Yidem Arosh Shavam and those Sarum Necha Chatecha Techaper. Tanu Yisra Yehuda, same Gemara. Shnei Melachi Asharis, Malav and the Law, the Mary Sham, to make the test of the Beto, two Malachim escort the person from his house. You know this Gemara? God, this is story time on steroids. Right? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, I'll do it slowly for you. I'm Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Omer, Shnei Melachi Asharis, Malav and the Law, the Mary Sham, to make the test of the Beto. Two angels are escorting a person home from shul. Echa tov, echa ra. Good angel, bad angel. Right? Ukshabala beito matzaner dalav shulchan aruch mitatem utzas. And when he comes home and he says and he sees a table set and then the candles are lit and his bed is made and his kids are playing Lego on the floor and his wife is, you know, singing songs of praise for her husband. Right? Malach Tov Umer, the Malach Tov says, this should be the same for next Shabbos. And Malach Ra'ona Amen Bar Korcho. And the bad Malach has to say, right? And if conversely there's craziness and there's a muck and the wife's screaming and brownies are on the wall and kids are thrown up, right? The bad malach says, you should have this next week, and the good malach, the tear coming down his thing, right? And a pomelo on his head says, Amen. And you hear that sound. Okay, but the interesting thing is that this is the Gemara's reference of Vayechulu. There's no reference of Vayechulu at all in the Gemara with Kiddush. So why do we have Kiddush? Why do we have Kiddush at home starting with Vayechulu? This is the Vayechulu. The Vayechulu that references Shas is Vayechulu in Shul, not Vayechulu at home. So the Rosh Mitzachim says Vayechulu lo matzino shetikdu lomar al hakos. There is no place in Shas. The Rosh says, and I gave this as a source that there is Vayechulu with a kos. No place. So why do we do it? Why do we do it again when you're doing it on when you already did it in shul? So your family could have a vayechulu, which is fascinating. Like it's an important agadata enough that we say it in shul so they become a partner with the Kadosh Baruch Hu vayechulu, and we want to impart that with our wives and children by saying it again. Right? Next time your wife and kids are making noise and talking during Vayechulu, you can say, this is for you. If you don't want it, go straight to Baruch, you know, break off then. Throw things around, shove the table, show who's man. Yeah. Pull on your belt a few times, you know, work. Yeah. The Or Zeruah says something fascinating. And he says, it's not just to be Mekayim other people. But he brings in some Kabbalistic thing for you. Ukshabal the Kaddish Hashulchanu Poseach Shuv by Vayechulu. He dafka, even if there's no one at home, that's the nafgamina. According to the Rosh, if you're coming home and there's no one there, you start with Bori Priya Gafen. Because you already did Vayechulu. There is no Vayechulu on the coast. That's what the cool thing, that's the nafgamina here. And the Or Zeruah says, Ukshabal the Kaddish Hashulchanu Poseach Shuv by Vayechulu. Why? Because Nimsa Biya Kolecha Be'echa Gimel Pamin Vayechulu. Awesome to do it three times. There's a kfias, there's a chazaka. You're doing it in your Shmona Esrei, right? You're going to do it right afterwards, after your Shmona Esrei, right? And you're going to do it in Kiddush. And then already there's a, and Shekola Omer Gimopam and Vayechulu Kapar Lachol Avodasav. It's a kapar for all of the sins, every week. Ki'ilu Kiyem Kola Tarakula. It's as if you've Mekayim all of the Torah at that moment in those three Vayechulus. That's the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah.
What does that mean?
Do not know. The next time I'll be listening to Vayechulu in Shul and not reading something. Okay? So that's an afgamina between the Rosh and the Or Zeruah. Could you skip Vayechulu? If you already had Vayechulu in Shul, according to the Rosh, it's only there to be Mekayim other people. There's no reason. You already did it. According to the Or Zeruah, there's something dafka of saying three. According to the Gemara, there's no reference to Vayechulu at all in Kiddush. Very cool. Just see progression of halacha. Now what happens, are you Yotze with a Kiddush that you say in Shul? Vayechulu. Am I Yotze? Think. If I came home...
Not the first reading.
Wait, hold on, it's pretty fine. And Kiddush and Malkum Sudas, the Rabbanans, and all that kind of stuff. What happens if I have Vayechulu at home? I have Vayechulu in Shul. Vayechulu Shemayim, or I daven Vayechulu, and I say those words. And that's it. I go home, have Lech HaMishnah, I go to sleep. Am I Mekayim it or not? So the Magen Avraham says, Midaraisa? Yes. Why? Magen Avraham says yes. Magen Avraham says yes. You're Mekayim, Midaraisa, you're Kiddush. Why? You don't need a kos, and?
Wine.
Yeah, you don't need wine. And you just did it. That's what we said. Zachrei, let's just saying it bidvarim. That's all you need to do. That's Midaraisa. right? We paskin like Tosfos that it's a question mark. Bitmiyah hari mushba ma'omer har Sinai. What are you talking about? And the Rambam goes with Tosfos and Sefer Chinuch and everyone offer that question.
So it's a Sefer Chinuch, right?
Sefer Chinuch says that the only reason why we have Kiddush is not because it's an integral component of the thing. It's just because it's Hisarus and some Echas Aleif. So the Bir Halacha says, I have no idea how the Magen Avraham could say this. He's very upset. Massive Bir Halacha Risha Ayin Aleph. So upset that he, even though the Magen Avraham felt it because of the reasons why we gave it, Bir Halacha went nuts. He went little crazy on him. And even to a point that after he smashes him, he finds three different explanations to try to justify the Magen Avraham. I'm not going to go through the justifications, but justifications really don't really hold water that much, because I think the Magen Avraham felt exactly what we were suggesting, that if the Rambam is correct and Tosfos is correct and Midaraisa, you can say it. But what was bothering the Bir Halacha so much? Bir Halacha had a problem, and that's a problem in Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin. There's a Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin that says, Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov, Sarich Lahaskir Yitziat Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom. You have to mention Yitziat Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Now, in Vayechulu, what do we mention?
Creation.
Only creation. Right? You don't mention anything of Mitzrayim. But the Kiddush, we mention both. So how can you, it goes crazy in the Magen Avraham, how can you just ignore this Gemara Pesachim? How can you just ignore Rav Acha Bar Yaakov? He says you have to mention Yitzia Mitzrayim, and you're going to just say Vayechulu and Shul, which is only my separations, and come home. And he gives all these like this. Maybe Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is only a smachta ba'alma, or maybe the Vishamru Vnei Yisrael has some Yitzia Mitzrayim, or maybe since it's already attached to Tefillah, and Tefillah you're mentioning Sechia as Yitzia Mitzrayim, that's enough. He goes all this mental gymnastics to try to somehow miyashir the Magen Avraham. But the simple approach to the Magen Avraham is what? Uri. Thank you! That's it! That's he's saying that Zachoy Yom HaShabbat show is Zechira of words. It's just saying a pronunciation of Shabbos is being Mekadesh HaShabbos, and that's what we do in Vayechulu. Midaraisa, you're fine. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is maybe suggested how do you make it really good? And how do you, it's a Derabbanan, how do you flesh it out? And how do you make it even grander? Grander, but Midaraisa, you just have to proclaim Shabbos with words, without a coast, without anything else. And that's the Magen Avraham. So that's a major other machlokes you should know of, Magen Avraham and the Bir Halacha. So we're giving some major pivotal machlokes in here that you should know as Baal HaBatim, or as Bnei Torah, or Tamidei Chachamim. You should know of pivotal machlokes in. You have the Rashi versus Tosas of Bitmiyah, the Rambam and Tosas, the whole approach off of that question. You have the Or Zeruah versus the Rosh of Vayechulus, and now you have the Magen Avraham versus the Bir Halacha. These are pivotal machlokesim that when you're saying Kiddush at night, this should be floating through your head. All these cool things. Yeah.
According to that video, why don't we mention something that you see before after
Vayechulus? The Bir Halacha was so aghast that the Magen Avraham could say that you're Mekayim et Dereisa, that he was trying to find some way to save his buddy. But he could have just easily said the obvious.
The Bir Halacha is on that Magen Avraham?
Yeah, the Bir Halacha is on Rishayim.
Obviously,
right there. Right there on
the Bir Halacha was, like, he obviously didn't say the obvious for a reason.
Yeah, because he felt you have to contend with a statement in the Gemara. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, you need to mention Tefillah Yitzchak Mitzrayim. I mean, he does say, I mean, Miyashi, the Magen Avraham, that maybe he doesn't hold with this, but we have this Zechiras to see the Mitzrayim, is a Smach the Ba'alma, it's not really, it needs to be in there. But he's still bothered by it, perturbed. I want to mention another Machlokes, and then we'll end. It's a very short shiur, and I have tons of my requirements for you next week. There's another Machlokes between the Ramban and the Sefer Achinuch. I'm going to read you their words inside, because I want you to pay attention. I'm going to do this slowly. And that's just, what does be Mekadesh HaShabbat? It's fascinating. And then I'm going to give you a Rav Akiva Eger statement, and you're going to tell me, A, does it fall into opinion number A? B, does it fall into the opinion of B? C, does it fall into both of their opinions? And D, does it fall into neither of their opinions?
All of them.
Okay, you ready? Here's the Ramban. It's Shemot. This is the Ramban you can find in Shemot, Perichot, Pasuk Zayin. You have it, right?
Yeah.
Aval, you read it? So what does the Ramban say?
How about the Emun and Hashem? They created everything. They made everything
better.
I got it.
I didn't get anything out of it?
No. He has a Muna. You have a, it's showing the Muna that he does everything.
Okay, so I'm going to hone in. I'm going to focus. I'm going to do one of these, like, you know, Google old map things and go right into it. I'm going to read you a paragraph and you tell me what it means. And Rabbeinu Obo Medrash Mimilat Lekadsho. Remember that phrase? Shenekdasheo Vizikharon Ki Enyam Vikidashta Meshnat HaChamishim Shana Shu Taon Kiddush Beit Din Lomar Biyovah Mekudash Mekudash Av Kan Tziva Shenizkor Yom HaShabba Bekadsho Bekadshenu Oto וזה על קידוש הלילה, לפי שכל התאונים קידוש מקדשים מכניס לסם פעם אחת, וגם קידוש החודש וקידוש היובל.
It's like it's worse, we're bringing in Shabbos by saying Kiddush.
Right. And, a little bit more.
And Hashem brings it once we say it.
Yeah, but
like
something about the words, the milat v'kidashtem. The words of Likadsho, the Kiddushtem et Shnat HaChamishim Shana Shu Ta'un Kiddush Beit Din Lomar Biyovah Mekudash Mekudash Av Kan Tziva Shenizkor Yom HaShabbat Bekidshenu Oto. We have to mention the Shabbos in its
Kiddush,
meaning we can't just say sanctification, we have to say I'm being Mekadesh HaShabbat. And that's why we also say it seven times in Kiddush. I'm being mekadesh. I'm like, you have to somehow create this union, this sanctification of even the proclamation. You can't just say it's Shabbos now. We're starting Shabbos with jazz hands, right? Doesn't work. You have to say I'm being mekadesh Shabbat, mekudeshet, mekudeshet, or mekudash, mekudash, yovel, shmitah, the kiddush haChodesh, kiddush haYovel. These you have to say mekudash. There's like this magical proclamation of being Mekadesh, you have to say Shabbat in association to Kiddush, and you have to say Kiddush in association to Shabbos. Okay? Sefer Chinuch. Mitzvah Lamed Aleph. Ledaber dvarim biyom Shabbat b'hachnasato v'chein b'yitziyato. Sheyehe behem zecher gdulat hayom u'ma'alato v'havdalato l'shabeach Mishar Hayamim Shilafanav Acharav. Ledaber Dvarim Biyom Shabbat Bahachnasato. Sheyeh Behem Zecher Dulat Hayom Umalato Bahabdalato. What? Yeah, it's all about separating this day, this moment, from the rest of the other week. So I'm just glorifying it. The more, and you have to just glorify it and he prose upon it, so you elevate it with your words about the Daver Dvarim. You have to elevate it. That's what Kiddush. So it's very different. There is, according to the Ramban, it's almost like an act of Beis Din. It's almost like this halachic pronunciation that triggers Shabbos. Kiddush Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbat. You say that phrase, it is a proclamative kind of statement that somehow triggers Shabbos coming in. Versus the Sefer HaChinuch that says, no, if you're going to set Shabbos apart, you have to set it apart. You have to heap different words upon it. And the word Kiddush HaShabbat is not this magical phrase. It's just another adjective separating Shabbos from the rest of the week. Yeah.
Or the Ramban,
no, so that's a whole other issue. That's it. So one should strive to really make Kiddush earlier. This is a major source for those for Tosefa Shabbos and making Kiddush and taking an early Shabbos. Like they wear like Ramban t-shirts.
Yeah.
For that.
It seems that you can explain the Sefer HaChinuch through the Ramban.
How?
Or
are you doing ABCDs already? I'm not up to that yet. You can do that in a second. Have fun. Just put it in two positions now. Ready for this? Yeah, this is cool. You're going to like this. Rekiva Eger has a statement. Ready? Rekiva Eger says, Nitein letzeit yedei chovat kiddush mena Torah ba'amirat git Shabbos.
Good, just
You can be Mekadesh Shabbos. You could be fulfill your mitzvah d'oraisa, taking Magen Avraham to like to a whole Olympic level, and saying that the moment you say Git Shabbos, you fulfilled your mitzvah d'oraisa. Now A, B, C, D. Ramban A, B, Sefer Chinuch, C, both, D, neither. All those who say Ramban, raise your hand. Rav Kiva Eger is going according to which opinion? All those who say Ramban, raise your hand. All those who say Sefer Achinuch, raise your hand. Raise it! Have an opinion for crying out loud. All those who say both. All those who say neither.
I was going through it.
All those who said the Sefer Achinuch, we're all right. All those who say Sefer Achinuch, why?
Because Sefer Achinuch says that you differentiate Shabbat and Rosh Hashanah with words, with making
it. Git is L'Shabeach Gdulaso Umalaso.
Saying good Shabbos.
Rafa.
Why not?
Okay, so for you, git is enough. is to fulfill dula tayom umalato vavdalato from all other things. Don't ever use this for your date. Git. Right. You're trying to heap praise, the greatness and glory and separation from you from everyone else.
Get
Shabbos. Okay, those who say that it was both. How?
You can explain the Sefer Achinuch through the Ramban, and by that you can
explain. I want to hear this.
Oh, man. He doesn't represent both.
I'm sure you don't.
Not at all.
Go.
Sefer Achinuch says that you have to go separate out Shabbos from the other 6 days of the week. You have to sanctify and glorify and elevate it from the other 6 days of the week. And the Ramban says you have to sanctify Shabbos through whatever you want to do. Magic of some sort.
By saying words. Like
words
and Shabbos.
So through your words and praise you can separate out Shabbos. By example, you say good Shabbos and you're separating out Shabbos from six other days of the week.
Oh, please.
Say good morning.
No, fine. I guess Rikiva Eger would give you a kiss on your forehead and say thank you, but those who say neither. Why?
Ben explain.
Really, what are you talking about?
No, why?
We're going to talk. I'll be like the Asian.
Come on!
How can you get you? And then I go do like the training. You know why I raised my hand? It's
I love you, Benny. I don't think it's either. According to Ramban, he can't be Ramban. There's a magically delicious phrase and you haven't said good Kiddush Shabbos, right? You just said good Shabbos. According to the Sefer Achinuch, maybe I'll give it to Simcha on a bad day if I'm really depressed and git is the best prose that can be uttered out of my mouth, and fine. But
that was just a common phrase like that.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Git meant
sounds
everything.
Yeah.
I can understand Rav Kiva Eger. I'm not having arguments with Rav Kiva Eger. Rav Kiva Eger is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is the Rambam. The Rambam is Tosos. It's fine. It's one shita of thought throughout the entire thing, saying what? That midda oraisa, again, it's not the optimal way of doing it, midda oraisa, you just have to say something. You just have to bring in Shabbos. There is no formula. There is no kos. Zachor could even be mental, but it has to be Zachreo Bidvarim. Fine, that's the Havami that doesn't give us a formula. So the Rav Kiva Eger is not the one who's giving the Chiddush here. The Chiddush, which is also paying attention, if you learn anything from this year besides some of these fundamental machlokas, is sometimes you forget the burden of who needs the burden of proof. Like if I would set up the Ramban versus Sefer Chinuch and Sefer Kiva Eger, we could spend an hour here, get a whole room of 100 people debating how in the world can Kiva Eger paskin something or say something which doesn't fit into the Ramban or the Sefer Chinuch. But if you go to the fundamental Makorot, the Ramban and the Sefer Chinuch are the ones who have to bring proof why you actually even have to say a certain formula or heap certain praise upon Shabbos, because Midoraisa you just have to proclaim it with any words. That's what Tosu says, that's what the Ramban says. That's what Rambam says, and that's what Magid Avraham did, and that's what Kiva Eger did based on the Gemara himself, and based on the pasuk.
According to the Sefer Chinuch, would Kiva Eger
fantastic Shabbos, right? Maybe, I don't know.
Why not?
Yeah, according to the Sefer Chinuch, he would say that's awesome.
So we don't have vocabulary, you just say good.
Good. Okay.
The cletus. The mirror.
My pleasure, that was a fun few machlokas in. Next week.
You hope.
Got a few more highways of kiddush to do. Okay, next week we are going to be doing Kiddush Rabba, because I think we exhausted Friday night kiddush. We're going to do kiddush daytime. We're going to be talking about the ofen of the kiddush. We're going to, and in my house does not mean making kiddush in my house. It means that if you need a kolbo, it's in my house. That's what I wrote here, the kolbo, in my house.
Oh.
Doesn't mean making kiddush in my house. Din hakos, what's the status? What kind of kos do you need for kiddush? And the halachos of that.
Golden
goblet for the Sefer Chinuch, exactly. And kos pugum, and what all the halachos of that. Once we do that, we'll do shiurim after that. Shiur HaKos, Revius, that comes out from the Lugmah. We're going to do one night of that. That's 2 weeks from now. Then we go into Lecha Mishnah. And do Lecha Mishnah, Shalosh Shittos. Hopefully before most of you guys leave, at least you got Ekro Ne, Hilchos Aseh, Shabbos.
Just because I feel like
this
year,
yeah.
Why do people stand and sit every
time? Oh, perfect. So it's excellent. So, Vayichulu HaShemayim, first of all, it's excellent Shabbat. When was I going to do that at all? Probably not. I'll tell you. So there's the Gemara tells us that Ein Kiddush Ela Makom Seuda, and that has many different halachos. Ein Kiddush Ela Makom Seuda is that the Kiddush is coming to sanctify the Seuda, and conversely, the Seuda is giving the mamashos to the Kiddush as well. You have to link Seuda with Kiddush. Okay? And the issue is, if I'm going to be motzi other individuals, right, I should really be sitting down, because when I sit down, I basically create this union around the table, and if we're all just scattered around, standing around the table, right, we're not really forging a sense of core anchoring between us. But if we sit around the table, the sitting itself brings us all around the table, and it's easier for being motzi individuals, especially for things that are deraisa. The problem is, Vayechulu Hashemayim Ba'aretz V'chotzvam is what? It's Eidos. That is Eidos from what? That Gemara that we just saw, right? It's Eidos becoming Meshutim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're saying basically Eidos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And Eidos is done by standing. So some have the minhag of saying, once I'm standing for Vayechulu, I'll stand through the entire thing. That's my minhag. I don't go up and down, right? Mishnah Berurah Shacharis says you should sit down for half the part. You do the Vayechulu, which is the Amidah, and then when you start the Borei Kriya Gafet and we're doing the Kiddush itself, and Kiddush El Makom Seuda, you sit down. Right?
So
some people stand up, some people sit down. Why?
What do you do?
I stand for the entire thing for Friday night and sit for Shabbos daytime. Friday night, because, and that itself, what's the nafka mean as well? What's the nafka? Think halachically. What's the nafka mina for me standing for all of Kiddush Friday night?
Because that's the only one that's important. That's the one that the Sukkim have. So of course you can have the Eidus then. But on the Shabbos day, it's only
Kiddush. 100%. No. Think about something else with Shabbos related. That the fact
if
that
someone comes to your house.
No, sorry, just finish Shabbos. the fact that you stay. If for those who stand for the entire Kiddush, and feel that the standing around the table is enough of a chibur.
Oh, so two other mitzvahs.
So tell me. Tell me one mitzvah, just one mitzvah, Lagabe Shabbos, that's related. No. Should you all be sitting down for Havdalah?
No.
It depends.
It doesn't make a difference. It's whether or not you are able to be Yotzi other divisions in something. Whether or not you're creating an anchoring. So there are some people who all sit around the Shabbos table and do Havdalah. Don't think that they're wacko for doing it.
I actually thought people were right until now.
Uh-huh. There are some families who sit, the father sits in the front and everyone sits around the table for Giddush. That's not what we're talking about. This is a tentacle of this discussion on Friday night. All of halachos is interwoven. It's a spider web. You'll never find any halacha, an entire shas, an entire halacha that is in a vacuum. It's impossible. Once you paskin on one thing, it will affect, a ripple effect of many different halachos. That's why it is critical to asei l'charav. You can't pick and choose different rabbanim for different psalm because you will have garbage. You will have no halach at the end of the day that will make sense. You'll have a rav who you go for Shabbos questions. You'll have a rav that goes for Nidah Shaila. You'll have a rav that goes for a village. Because people do that. They grow up and say, hey, I like how he's sensitive to women issues, so I'll go to him for Nidah. He taught me Shabbos, so I'll go for him for Shabbos things. You'll have a hodgepodge of halachos that make absolute no sense. Absolute no sense. Nothing will, no chumrah will affect the kula, no kula will affect the chumrah. You'll have a disjointed web that nothing will make sense. You'll be, and if when you start learning the makarot,
it just makes all the noise.
I'm still walking with a boombox. No, so that's why it's so critical. Nothing's in a vacuum. And that's why it's so critical to find the shita that makes a rav that makes sense, and you follow that psak through, and it'll make sense because you'll understand that. Oh yeah, that makes that. Now I understand the chumrah because that was the kula that's affected by that, and that's why it's acceptable. Of course, and things make sense because it's all interwoven. So you can't pick up a minhag here or that because it needs to be somehow woven together. So the people who stand Friday night around the table is because they fundamentally feel that there's enough, that Seuda reference or their anchoring is enough to be creating that uniformity on Friday night. Okay. My pleasure.
And so, but